The Donald Trump transition team hasn't named a Veterans Administration secretary yet, but news broke today that ex-Alaska Governor Sarah Palin is vying for the job. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
Several news outlets, including ABC, NBC, and The New York Times, report Palin is interested in running the Department of Veterans Affairs and is under consideration. The news accounts cite unnamed aides close to Palin and the Trump team. Palin acknowledged the reports on Facebook and Twitter. She posted a link to the ABC story and also a video of herself speaking about veterans. It begins with accolades from her son-in-law, Medal of Honor recipient Dakota Meyer.
The amazing woman that I'm introducing knows what veterans have been through. She knows because she's lived it.
Palin's son, Track, is an Army veteran who served in Iraq in 2008. At campaign rallies for Trump and at national conservative conferences, she repeatedly spoke about vets' issues. She used one of those speeches from 2015 in a video to promote SARAPAC, her political action committee. In it, Palin criticizes VA bureaucracy, which she says is killing vets, and she offers a three-point plan to help veterans.
First with health care, give vouchers for treatment outside the VA.
That seems to be the approach Congress took with the VA Choice Card. Vets, particularly in Alaska, complain the program adds more layers of bureaucracy. Palin's second suggestion was to make it easier for skilled vets to get civilian jobs.
Let them use the skills that they learned in the military. Let them test out, and their military certification can transfer over. Common sense.
That common sense has occurred to others, too. It's the aim of multiple laws and government programs stretching back years. Palin's third point was that Congress should secure veterans' benefits and not cut them. Last year, Palin told CNN she wanted to be Trump's energy secretary.
Because energy is my baby. Oil and gas and minerals, those things that God has dumped on this part of the earth for mankind's use.
Palin's name has also been floated as a possible Secretary of the Interior, the department that manages most federal lands and regulates oil and gas development. But another former governor is said to be on the short list for Interior, Mary Phelan of Oklahoma. Senator Dan Sullivan, who sits on the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, was the state attorney general under Palin. Sullivan spokesman Mike Anderson says in Alaska, with the highest number of vets per capita, the VA job is critical.
Senator Sullivan has much respect for Governor Palin and believes that our state would be well served with an Alaskan serving in President-elect Trump's cabinet.
Palin may have a champion in Steve Bannon, Trump's chief strategist. In 2011, Bannon made a two-hour movie lauding the former Alaska governor for her guts in taking on the establishment. But it's not clear Palin is the favorite for the job. Former U.S. Senator Scott Brown of Massachusetts has been spotted in the lobby at Trump Tower, and he told reporters he thinks he's the best candidate for VA secretary. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.